We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF. So much going on. We just told you what Ian Rappaport reporting the Browns are committed to their process. They're going to take their time with the coaching search. I don't understand it. There's nobody else out there. To that end, no firm decision is expected today, despite Josh McDaniels and his wife being in the building. The coaching search rolls on. And we roll on with Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One Hotline. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's great. Good to be here.
So what do you think's going on? In Cleveland? Because you usually have good antennae out there. Is it a possibility that Stefanski is their guy, but they can't announce it because he's still in the playoffs? Because it doesn't sound to me like the Josh thing went great, or wouldn't they be ready to announce something?
Well, I don't think Josh has left the building, has he?
We're not sure.
As long as Josh is in the building, you know, I think to get Josh on the airplane, it took a lot. And the fact that he went there says a lot, that obviously there's some kind of conversations going on about how this whole operation is going to run. And, you know, that conversation can continue. I think I would not assume anything until we know McDaniels has left the building and he's on the airplane flying back home with his wife. I think the fact that Laura went with him is significant.
What do you make of that?
See what's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Josh has always been, you know, he's been reluctant to move. He's got a big family. I think he wants his family to buy in. I don't think this is to say, hey, listen, we're moving tomorrow morning. I mean, this isn't, you know, the Al McGuire story when he got the Marquette job. He told the equipment guy to go buy him a house, and he bought the house. He lived in it for the next 30 years. I don't think that's going to be the case here, right? So I think that that's what was involved, and I think it's good. You know, she needs to hear it, too. She's going to be involved in everything.
Maybe stemming from the Indianapolis, because he kept on talking about his family and the reason why he blocked out of that gig, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, and changed schools. Now, they're both from Northeast Ohio.
So she is from Northeast Ohio. I didn't know.
Yeah, that does make things a lot easier, and, you know, there's family back there and all that. But I think it's got to be the right situation. I do believe that about how they're going to fix this. You know, I know that there's some people in the building, high up in the Browns organization, that prefer Kevin Stefanski and have made that clear. And Josh has support from other people in the building. So it'll be truly a decision Jimmy has to make.
You know, so you're a huge fan. Like, you love Cleveland. You love their organization. You think they do everything great.
Are they still paying you, by the way?
No, I wish. I'm stupid, like an idiot. I should ask for more years. You know? I mean, when they do their tax, they always just have a bottom line that this is sunken cost, and it's not players related. It's all executive related. Look, I love Jimmy. I mean, he gave me a contract that I come work with Bill for 3 more years, get 2 Super Bowls. So I am very thankful for that, but I think that they just can't decide who they want to be.
Okay, so two things. One, if let's say Josh does get the job, do you think he'll get to pick his own GM?
He needs to, and I think I'm not saying he needs to pick. He needs to say this is the guy and the only guy. I think he needs to be privy, and he needs to get this whole. What's the role of analytics involved? He needs to look. I wrote about this for The Athletic today, and I think that David Tepper built an organization down there that started culture first. And I think that Bill Walsh used to say the Civil War is the reason why most of these teams don't win. And what Jimmy has done in Cleveland since he's owned the team is created his own Civil War. He's got analytics. He's got coaching. There's got to be a way to blend it. You can't run it where the House is Democratic and the Congress is Republican. I mean, nothing gets done. And so I think that certainly would help. I'm not saying he's got to have the guy, has to be his best friend or something like that, but it better be somebody that understands this system of how you build a culture, that Patriot system. And if you don't have a personnel guy that understands that, it's hard.
Mike, you know, so Cleveland looks like they're taking a little bit more time than the other three teams that needed head coaches, or four, I should say. Is that the right approach? Because the hiring guys in 5 or 10 minutes seems like something you could regret down the road.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, most of the time, I think the biggest issue is we don't really know they don't really know what they want. You know, and I, this is the same thing that relates to scouting. When you're scouting, it's all about elimination. It's never about finding. And so the only way you can eliminate in any is you have to set a criteria up for what you want. And sometimes I think where the message gets lost, particularly in Cleveland, is I'm not sure they know what they want. I think the same thing happened in New York. I think they really weren't sure what they wanted. They took Joe because I think they wanted somebody from the Patriots system. But I think oftentimes it changes, and it's a variable that goes up and down.
All right, let's get to the Tom Brady mess, and that's what we're talking about 24/7, as you can well imagine, up here in New England. So we have that deadline of March the 17th. We know that you've got the legal tampering period the 2 days before. But for New England, there's a big difference between signing him by that period and trying to wait until he talks to everybody else after the fact. Though you got 2 days to figure it out because there's a lot more dead cap money. If you're looking at what Bill Belichick is looking at right now, if Tom Brady wants respect in the form of money, made 23 last year, wants more, and you've got to take into consideration all that dead cap money as well, you really can't build the offense that he wants. How the hell does this thing work, Mike?
I think it really, and I've said this before, I think it takes the three people that are ultimately going to be involved. It takes the Kraft family, Robert and Jonathan. It takes Bill. It takes, if Josh is still there, Josh, it takes, and it'll take Tom Brady and Don Yee and to get in the room and say, okay, here's where we are, fellas. There's no miscommunication. This is what we can do. This is what we can't do. This is the vision of the team moving forward. It doesn't make any sense to engage in contract talks if you don't agree with the vision. And I think you have to have that meeting. And I think it's too early to have that meeting now because everything's so raw from losing to Tennessee. Everything is so raw from having such in Patriot world, a bad season. Most people would love to be 12-4 in the season. The Patriots, because they've had 71 wins over the last 5 years, think 12-4 is a bad year. So I would take time away and I'll come back in, get everybody in the room at the same time and say, okay, here's where we are. Here's where we're going. Here's where we think we need to be, and let's see if this works.
All right, so the reality is that I think there's a big possibility that Brady could be playing for another team. Now, we've been trying to rack our brains, trying to figure out who that team might be. I don't know if you've had any inside information. I don't know if you know if any teams have Brady in their crosshairs.
Knows.
I know, but listen, you're dialed in, Mike. Listen, if I can get information about the Chargers, okay, I know that you can get some information about the Raiders. So give me your, if you don't have any inside information, tell me give me the team that you think he would best fit and that would have the most success.
Well, I mean, look, I think the Chargers, in theory, and this is all theory.
Yes,
right?
Hypothetical.
Chargers makes sense in theory because they need to put people in Los Angeles, a city of stars. They need to put people in those seats. They need to sell luxury seats. They need to be able to sell premium license tickets. And the Chargers don't have a star. They don't have a star. And I think that because they share a stadium, they need some kind of cachet attached to the team. So in theory, that makes sense. In theory, it makes sense in Las Vegas, even though they have no trouble selling out their games. Las Vegas is, an ideal place. The Raiders have a really good offensive line. You know, I don't know how John and Tom would get along and see eye to eye, but I could see that being another place. I think Indianapolis, because of the offensive line and because of the playing indoors and all those things, I could see that being a good place. But again, this is all in theory.
So, Mike, I believe that Bill's ready to move on from Tom. I think he's thinking, how do I build this thing back up to get where I need to be and build it again 2, 3 years, 4 years from now? Do you believe Bill wants him back or will bring him back, or he's ready to move on and build something new?
I always believe that Bill wants to do what's in the best interest of the team to win. And I think that I don't think he really has the answer to that yet. I don't think he has the answer to that yet because I don't think he knows what Tom wants. I don't think there's been a conversation about that. It's all been through the media. I think it's got to be face-to-face. Here's where we are. Here's what I think I need for me to be able to play here. Here's what I want this team to be. And here's what I think I need financially. And here's where we are, cap. I think there's so many things to say that Bill doesn't want him back. I think that would be premature at best.
What do you think is more important to Brady, in theory, money or making sure he has good personnel around him?
Well, I think it's probably both.
It can't be both. No. Can't be both.
Super Bowl.
No, Mike.
See, we think that's the problem.
No, Mike, you got to pick one.
Mike, we think that's the problem. You can't do – I don't know how you do both.
I mean, of course it would be great if you had both.
I don't know. I mean, look, you can go – look, you know, here's the issue, though. I don't think the way the NFL is and the way – you know, the three teams that I mentioned as possibilities, I mention them because they have cap room to do whatever they want to do. So, you know, I mention them because they can do anything they want cap-wise, short-term and long-term. You know, somebody mentioned that he would be a great fit for the Cowboys. Well, the Cowboys have no cap room, so let's stop talking about the nonsense, right? You know, like, that's not going to happen. So there's teams that you're just going to eliminate that are not going to be able to even engage in theory. As we were just in theory, I was going with the cap room, so I would say since I went that way in my initial answer, I would come back and say it'll be the team with the most talent. And I think this is really important, if I'm allowed to have a caveat, is someone he trusts as an offensive coach.
See, Mike, when we start talking about talent around him, I look at New England and say, okay, obviously they can improve a tight end. It'd be nice to have one, right? Wide receivers might be set. And the other thing is, how do you promise Tom we're going to build around you if you sign, given the free agency structure, the draft? Like, you can't make those promises, you know, because you got to get this thing done before March 17th, and you might not be able to get guys.
Well, I mean, you can sign them before March. I mean, you just have to build around it and see what you got, you know? I mean, that's what you do all the time with your veteran players. Hey, here's what we're going to sign them. Here's what you're worth. It's all part of building this thing out. I don't think you can just go in and line item it. You got to build it out completely.
No, but if you say, Tom, listen, sign for this. I know it's maybe a little bit less than you're looking for, but I promise. We're going to go out. We're going to get Austin Hooper. We're going to get Hunter Henry. And we're going to try to sign this guy. Try to sign that guy. Is that enough? Like, is he going to trust him? That he's going to go and improve the talent around him?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you trust him? I mean, it's worked for 19 years. They've won 6 Super Bowls. They've won 71 games the last 5 years.
Well, they didn't exactly surround him with talent the last couple of years. A lot of guys left here, and he sort of left them to dry, left them with nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, they won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. I mean, they didn't have enough talent to win a Super Bowl. I mean, they are hard to do. I don't know. They're hard. I know you're spoiled up there, but they are hard to win Super Bowls. Like, it's like the Bad News Bears don't win Super Bowls. You need talent to win Super Bowls, right? I think you need that. And look, last year Gronk retired later than I think anybody thought. That hurt. That hurt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Mike,
and I would agree. I would agree completely that they lacked the explosiveness offensively. As I've said on this station before, Antonio Brown was not a luxury, he was a necessity.
Okay, so Mike, I just wanted to, I know the cap is complicated and every situation is different based on, you know, the ownership and contracts and stuff like that, but how difficult is it to, I guess, manipulate the cap when you're desperate? Like, if you're telling me the Dallas Cowboys, you know, forget about them, they have cap issues, how difficult is it for them to, I guess, make it work? I mean, are they going to have to suffer later on down the road? Does it mean guys are going to have to get cut? If they really want to make it happen, could a team like Dallas or whatever team make it happen just by, I don't know, moving pieces around? Or is that just ridiculous to even to assume?
It's really hard to assume. I think it's really hard to assume. I don't see it that way. I think it's I think, you know, you got to have some kind of integrity within your own self. I mean, look, the Rams have done – nobody spent more money than the Rams have, and they're in really cap jail. Nobody spent more money than Jacksonville did the year they went to the conference championship game, and now they've lost 9 out of 10 years. You know, it's funny. Shaq Khan said it last year was unacceptable to the fans. It was his second-best season in his last 10. So, you know, I mean, when you spend money, you also forfeit some future years down the road.
So we're talking about this yesterday. We don't know what Bill thinks of Jarrett Stidham. Maybe he thinks the kid's a little bit more mobile, and maybe that, based on where the league is going right now, that helps him out a little bit. But we brought the name of Andy Dalton up, because isn't that what you're going to end up with if you're not dealing
that
with
type.
Tom Brady? That type of guy, not just necessarily Andy Dalton. Can Bill win with a player like that?
You know, I would suspect that Bill would probably want to make sure that he had somebody that he was trained in his system and understood what they needed him to do. And then once he knew that skill set, I think Joe Judge eloquently said this at his press conference the other day. I mean, this is scouting inside out. This is football 101. This came from Bill Walsh. You know, we're going to do what's best for the player to make him look the best. And we know we're not going to get somebody else in. So I think before he goes down the Dalton road, I think you got to know exactly what you have with Stidham, and you got to know exactly what kind of team. Because I've said this many times, quarterbacks are like baseball stadiums. You've got to build a team around them like you build a baseball team around the stadium. And I think that's really critical.
Greg Bedard, by the way, mentioning that your son Mick may be up for offensive coordinator. Josh gets that job in Cleveland.
Well, I mean, look, you know, it's funny. Bill has never, and you know, the one thing I love about Bill is always about, and I've told this to my son, and I think it's the greatest way to be. You earn your way up the ladder. You don't just get titles. I mean, Bill's not in the Army. He doesn't hand out stars. So, you know, if he does a good enough job at what he's doing this year, I'm sure he'll get more responsibility next year. And I think titles take a long time to come in there and down there in Foxborough, nor should he worry about any titles.
All right, before we close it out, last week we were talking about Derrick Henry. Lou disagreed with you.
He did great. He got 180 yards. They scored 14 points.
Right. Well, it was enough to win.
But I would say this.
You ripped him apart. They couldn't stop him.
So they didn't stop him, but they still only scored 14 points. So Christian and I kind of went along with maybe what your point was.
Agreed with you.
That you still need to throw the football. The score. You can't keep on running it for 182 yards.
They lost.
Gettleman at the press conference the other day talked about how running games – look, if he wants to believe that, you know, he's not watching the same tape I'm watching. I mean, you got to throw the ball to score points. The Patriots are in that game not because they and here's the fact that's hilarious. People say, well, you know, the running game allowed them to control the clock. Well, the time possession was 31-29, and if you take away the 130 that they ran off the clock in that punt, it was fairly even. The
Patriots had more plays, Mike, more plays.
The offense failed. I mean, we all agree, but – you know, they scored 14 points because Derrick Henry just went up and down the field twice on him.
Yeah, and the Patriots would have had 14, could have had more if they could have gone in the red zone. It came down to four-point plays in the red zone. Came down to four-point plays. Third and 10, touchdown, right? They got the screen pass, touchdown, right? Patriots get a touchdown field goal, and then all of a sudden they got to settle for another field goal because they got first and goal with the one, and they can't get it in.
So first and goal from the one-yard line, 13 previous times in the Tom Brady era, they have scored 7 points on all 13. This one, they get three. Killer, that was the death.
It's the most important. This weekend, third and ones will decide football games, whether it's at midfield or in the red zone. Third, short yardage plays always determine playoff games.
Okay, and one final thing. Any surprises this weekend? Because we get excited about the wild card teams on wild card weekend because it's the last thing we've seen, and we forget that the teams that they're playing, they're going to play on the road, and these teams are much better this weekend. So any surprise?
I mean, Seattle has a chance, I think, because Green Bay's inconsistent. But I'll say this. The reality here is home teams have a distinctive advantage because of the rest. And they usually go 3-1 this weekend. What road team will lose? I think that's the question you have to ask yourself.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you down the road. Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
See you later. Mike Lombardi, right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.